White House officials admit Biden has authority to curb migration. By Neil Monroe on February 8, 2024. White House officials told NBC that President Joe Biden is planning to use his presidential authority to curb migration in the run-up to the 2024 election. The admission concedes the Republicans' primary claim in this month's partisan political conflict over the border, that Biden's choice not to use his presidential authority has caused his vast and costly inflow of more than 6 million migrants since January 2021. The NBC report said. The Biden administration is considering taking executive action to deter illegal migration across the southern border, according to two U.S. officials. The plans have been under consideration for months, the officials said. In December, as Congress prepared to leave town for the holidays with no border solution, illegal crossings of the southwest border hit records at more than 10,000 per day. The unilateral measures under consideration might upset some progressives in Congress, the officials said, but they noted that Democratic mayors who have asked for more help from the federal government to handle the influx of migrants in their cities would be pleased. The measures are still being drafted and are not expected to take place anytime soon. The article was co-written by Monica Alba, NBC's White House reporter, suggesting that the leak came from Biden's chief of staff. Since 2021, Biden's pro-migration deputies have used his presidential authority many times to remove President Donald Trump's curbs, to evade existing laws on parole migration, and to covertly fund more migration to the United States. For example, in December, his deputies also used his authority to strike a quiet deal with Mexico's pro-migration government that requires Mexico's Latino police officers to physically stop Latino migration into the United States. The deal to outsource border security seems to have sharply reduced migration from roughly 10,000 a day in December to perhaps 5,000 migrants per day in January. Biden's border officials are holding the January data at the agency for possible release next Friday. Biden's White House is dominated by business-backed, pro-migration zealots, including Border Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. "I am, to a great extent, aligned with the expectations of the immigrant community," the Cuban-born Mayorkas told the Aspen Institute in July 2022. "Immigration law needs to be changed if it does not either meet our highest ideals or actually proves to be functional in the service of those ideals," Mayorkas said in February 2023. This business-backed pro-migration zealotry has repeatedly sabotaged Biden's periodic efforts to curb his migration and has severely threatened his re-election. For example, the zealots torpedoed the recent migration deal with the Senate GOP leader, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, by stuffing the deal with fake curbs, such as the hoax shutdown trigger, and numerous new inflows of migrants. Many GOP leaders, including President Donald Trump, are blaming Biden for the vast wealth-shifting inflow of low-wage migrants. "Everyone understands this all changed dramatically when he walked into the White House," House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, told Breitbart News. He continued. "We've shown, and we continue to show the American people step by step, how he and Mayorkas orchestrated this. There is a reason why only 18% of Americans in the latest polls approve of the administration's handling of the border. His overall approval rating is only 37% in the last poll I saw. The idea that he could blame Republicans for the catastrophe they created is laughable. It's time for him to take ownership," Johnson added.